ZPH Mobile. Dave, how are you? It's not every day you see one of those flying, but I guess it's a good day for flying, a good visual flight day. Paint job on it? Pretty neat. Yeah, you're right. And I guess the weather is just right for staying outside more, a little bit longer than normal. I know I'm glad to be thawing out some. You know, it is a real balancing act with a wheelbarrow. You know, they have the ones that have two wheels in the front, but those seem more difficult to turn and move than a traditional one. But I think you've got the right idea. A trailer behind the lawn tractor, that makes everything easier, especially when it comes to spreading that mulch. It's got you lined up for full-time work with that much mulch. I've heard that you're much more cognizant of the weather once you own a motorcycle. I imagine you would agree. I don't know how long you've had a motorcycle, but at one time I was considering a motorcycle, and that was the comments everybody made. Is, you know, as soon as you get a motorcycle, you start checking the weather every day. ZPH. Well, I, a couple weeks ago we talked about FT8. I was doing some operating last night, and there must have been. I don't know. I guess the conditions were just right because there were stations from all over the world I was picking up and contacting some of them. Heard a Russian station. Made contact with a station in Turkey on just 10 watts. Israel, Cuba, which was closer, but I made contact with a Nigerian station and a Moroccan station. So something was going on with propagation last night, I guess. Magical thing. I noticed that too on the net last night. I was like, man, that sounds very scratchy. So I turned on another radio, and I was like, well, okay, well, it's not me, it's not my radio. And I'm close enough to you. While you were calling the net, I switched over to reverse, and I could hear you clearly. But through the repeater, you were a little bit scratchy, and most everyone was. I'm going to go back to work. too. I told my wife, because I keep the radio on, if I step out of the room, I can still hear it. I told her, said things were pretty scratchy in there tonight. But over the weekend, I picked up a new little HT, the Yaesu FT5D. I picked it up Monday. I had a long weekend. I went to Lake City to visit some family, and we stopped back from Lake City, Florida. We stopped in Atlanta and went to the ham radio outlet, and I grabbed the FT5D, so I've been playing with it a little bit the past couple days. To FT5D. I got a couple of them. I have the FT1DR, and my wife gave me that for Christmas one year. This was back before we were married, so I've still got it, and she bought it, seemed like, when they first came out. But it's been over 10 years, and I've got a VX5 as well, so I guess it's the precursor to your VX7. Is your VX7, is it tri-band? I think some of those models are tri-band. So it does 50 megahertz, or 6 meters and 2 meters and 70 centimeters. I think the VX7 might be similar. I know pretty confidently that the VX8 will do all that you said, 6 meters, 2 meters, 220, and 70 centimeters. So that's a pretty neat little radio, but they stopped making them. The VX5 I have, it has the little extra tip that goes on the rubber duck too. So, yeah, that's pretty neat. Yeah, this one, I got the FT5. It has the built-in GPS, and it'll do APRS. So, I'm thinking about exploring and experimenting with APRS. I haven't done anything with it yet, so I figured, well, let's see what it's about.
Comforting for her. I used that for a long time, and then I got a Bionic.
track you along the parkway or wherever it is that you're driving on a motorcycle. I can see where that's a good use for it. I have seen videos of guys riding a bicycle and, you know, for the bike races, and they have a ham operator either leading or following the pack of bikers, and they run apers on there so they know, you know, where the first rider is and where the last rider is. So I've seen that videos of that done. It's pretty neat. Seems pretty neat, at least. Well, got a bit of a long weekend again this weekend. I'm going to go to Gatlinburg with some family this weekend and hopefully do some trout fishing up there. I haven't been able to do much fishing lately, so I'm looking forward to that. A little bit of time to unwind. Good eating fish. So we just go in town and around town and up into the Smoky Mountain National Park some there in Gatlinburg. So they're in town, they're stocked fish, and then up in the Smoky Mountain National Park, they're all wild fish or, you know, stream-born fish. And the national park is one of the few places where you can catch what they call the Grand Slam. And they sometimes call it like the Tennessee Grand Slam, because in the waters in the national park, they have all wild fish, and they have all three species of trout in those waters. So back in the, prior to the 50s, 40s and 50s there, they stocked rainbow trout and brown trout. So rainbow trout is native to waters out west, you know, in Colorado, those areas. And the brown trout is native to Europe. But the third trout species, the brook trout, is native to this area and in the south, northeast. But you have the opportunity to catch all three of those fish in one water. Could catch and keep them in the national park. In the city waters and the areas around Gatlinburg, this time of year they're catch and release only. You can't keep them. From December 1st up till April 1st is catch and release. But outside of those months in the Gatlinburg waters, you can catch and keep and eat them. But the fish there in the national park, the streams are small and the fish are wild, and so they're usually small fish, so there wouldn't be much to eat. Made an impression on you, but you're so right. The light pollution, it makes it hard to see the night clearly. So when you do see it, it does grab your attention.
That's my room. That's my memory. That's a good thing. But the dogs have been around the house about
So this is a good time. Enjoyed talking with you as well, and hope you have a good evening. W4DJW from WB4ZPH.
KR4BLH monitoring.
KR4BRH. I think that was it. This is WB4ZPH.
VUT Mobile.
VUT WB4ZPH.
ZBH, this is N4VUT.
The name here is David. I heard you call. I think there was another station that was calling. I was trying to acknowledge his call. How's your day going?
Right along. Me and my son are working on his truck. He just bought himself an 89 Dodge that needs a lot of work to it.
1500?
100 from before the 1500s.
Square body. Is it a square body Dodge?
Yes, it is. It's kind of fun. We're having fun with parts right now. He bought a distributor cap to redo the electrical under the hood, and we got the wrong one, so now I'm on my way to AutoZone to get a new one.
Yeah, that sounds like a fun little project. Sounds like a fun little father-son project. So that's a good pastime.
Is I got my dad passed down a lot of my auto skills to me, and now hopefully I can share some with him. But he's probably going to teach me more, seeing he works at BMW.
Experience is a learning experience. I guess we can all learn from each other in some way.
They cannot work on new vehicles. They're too much for me.
A combination of a computer technician, an electric technician, and a mechanic to work on new vehicles, it seems like.
Here.
Two. And you have to have an excessive amount of patience, I think.
Small hands.
Reminded why I'm not a mechanic. And I'd say bless those that are.
See you today, Dave.
Finished out the work day and was driving home and have just got home. I'm sorry and hate to drop out on you, but I hope your project goes well and hope you get the parts you need. And I'll wish you a good evening. This is WB4ZPH.
BH, you have yourself a good day, Dave, and I'm going to be clear in 73, N4 is DUT. DUT, clear.